Insurance Company.
If you need new or additional grain storage or repairs or upgrades for your present grain storage and handling systems, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Neco grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3388.
Get reliable, efficient heat when you need it with a Trane gas furnace from Kundinger & Kroll. Kundinger & Kroll carries built-to-last Trane gas furnaces, the choice for today's modern homes with central heating and air conditioning. Whether you're looking for a variable-speed gas furnace, single or two-stage heating, Kundinger & Kroll has you covered. Trane furnaces are guaranteed to keep your home warmer, your bills lower, and those winter months a little more enjoyable. Stop in today at Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring or call them at 989-883-2770 to find out more about a Trane furnace. Ask about their heat pump units also. Remember, it's hard to stop a train.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network as Cass City and USA ready to square off in our second game of District 84. As the first game resulted in the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers defeating the Bad Axe Hatchets 48-44. USA comes in today averaging 61.05 points. That's good enough for their second highest offense in the Greater Thumb Conference. And they allow just 45.3, so about a 15.7 average in their favor. For Cass City, they score 46.4 a game and allow 53.4. So they're losing on average by 7 points a game through 20 contests. John Mooney, it's time for a Crystal Ball forecast presented by Sure, where better health leaks makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure?
Well, sir, you won by...
I was on the dot
on
last
the dot.
Time.
That's right.
I said Lakers by 4. That's exactly what it was. And so I get to go first. Now, for the record, the standings on the season now, John, are Clark Ramsey 7. John Mooney 2, Las Vegas 1.
Is there a chance I can catch up?
Well, we have at least 4 more broadcasts.
Well.
And you're trailing by 5. So we'll see.
We're going to have to go deep in the tournament.
Las Vegas has USA favored by 13.5 points. I'm going to take USA by 16.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go with 17 then.
Oh, you're taking the over.
Yes.
Okay. Let's find out our starting lineups. First starting for the USA Patriots, number 2, a 5'11 sophomore at guard, Tyler Heckroth. Number 3, point guard, 5'10 junior, second year on varsity, Hunter Bone. Number 15, Harrison Kramer, sharpshooter, 6'3 senior. Down to the low post, center, 6'6" junior. Number 32, Isaiah Williamson. He's been on varsity a couple of years. And, of course, the workhorse down there, 6'3" senior at forward, number 44, Mike Kemp. USA coached by Mark Gainforth. Assistant defensive coordinator, you could say, Steve Bone. For Cass City, at guard, junior, number 3, Nick Perry. Number 5, a senior, Darren Miller. Number 12, freshman, Sandon Cuthrell. Number 22, senior, Chase Winner. And at center, a senior, number 23, Logan Shank. Cass City coached by Tyler Erla. John Mooney, first thoughts from our second game here.
Well, not much of a change as far as the Cass City Redhawks is concerned. Kind of surprised that Brad Hacker is not starting tonight.
Too, yeah.
But other than that, there's also Micah Kramer, who usually starts for the Patriots. He's not starting as well. But Tyler Heckroth, a very well-adept ball player, is starting. And so, hey, play ball.
We are ready to go. USA will be your home team tonight in their home white uniforms, Cassie in their road maroon jerseys, white stripes down the side. USA across the chest for the Patriots, red and blue stripes down the sides of their jerseys. Clear numbers yet again, John. We've had fairly good luck this season so far.
This has been perfect. I love it.
Kemp against Schenck to start this one, and the tip is won by USA, and here comes with wasting no time. And here's Tyler Heckroth out with the 2 points. 7:55 left in the first. It's 2-0 USA.
That looked like a design play.
Sandon Cuthrell at the top of the key. Freshman acting as point guard on this trip to Perry. Back to Cuthrell. To the high post. It's actually tipped down to the low post to Miller. Perry takes a three. Rebound. Mike Kemp. And here comes USA leading 2-0. Top of the key. Kemp over to Hunter Bone. Hunter Bone gets a screen from Kemp. Dribbling back up to midcourt to reset the offense.
Thought Kemp had a notion to go ahead and trigger that three.
I thought about it. Kemp from Williamson, high post to low post, turns, hook shot, and that's a beautiful looking shot for Mike Kemp. It's now 4-0. USA leads Cass City with 7:15 left in the first.
Well, you got to pay attention around here.
Heckroth.
Almost nearly had a pass.
And John, your tape's coming up again on the, banner. That's the third time he's had to fix it tonight.
I think that's...
We got bigger issues there, I think.
Yeah.
Nick Perry gets the inbound for Cass City. They trail USA 4-0. We played a minute. And we have an over and back call as it went off his foot into the backcourt.
That's
good defense
the,
from Kramer.
It's one of the rarest calls in basketball.
That in 3 seconds.
Oh, that one's, you know what I think of that.
Harrison Kramer inbounds for USA into Hunter Bones' hands. Crosses midcourt. We played 1 minute. It's 4-0. USA leads. Heckroth to Williamson, top of the key to the low post inside the paint. Kemp, one dribble, kicks it back out to Kramer. Short corner jump shot. This one's off the mark, but rebound brought us kept alive by Hunter Bone. Resets the offense. Taking his time. Passes to his left to Kramer. Back up to Heckroth, high post to Williamson. Goes down the right side and loses a handle on it, and it's brought in by Cuthrell. First turnover USA tonight, each team with one. 6.5 to play in the first. It's 4-0 USA. USA swarms to the ball, and Williamson steals it into the hands of Kemp, and here comes Hunter Bone. The layup is no good, but rebound brought in by Cuthrell. Logan Schenck inside the lane, takes the jump shot, no good, gets his own board, but there's Kramer to scoop it up. And then it is finally tipped out of bounds, and Cassie will retain possession. Bit of bizarre action there.
Logan Schenck got the ball by happenstance, right in a perfect place to score, and I'm sure he was surprised that the ball was there. But, hey, might as well take the shot.
Brad Hanker checks in, replaces Nick Perry. Hunter Bone gets his handle on it on the inbound pass, and goes out of bounds into the front row. So Cassie will try this one again with 6:07 left in the first quarter. It's 4-0 USA. Brad Hacker gets the inbound against Hunter Bone. USA coming out in a 1-3-1 defense. And it's stolen by Harrison Kramer on the right wing. Here comes Hunter Bone, wasting no time. Over to the right wing to Mike Kemp. He can't bring it in. And Schenck brings in the rebound. Third turnover for Cassidy tonight. Brad Hacker takes the three left wing short. Rebound still loose into the hands of Chase Winner. Turns, can't get that one to fall. Schenck gets the rebound. Put back is no good. Gets his own board, and he is fouled on the way up. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. First foul against Mike Kemp and the first team foul against USA. As Schenck just padding his offensive board stats there. Now that's now four offensive boards for Cassidy in the night, seven defensive. 5:36 left in the first. It's 4-0, and Schenck's first free throw, no good. Cassidy still scoreless. Second free throw coming up, 5:36 left in the first. The righty's free throw is up, and this one's good. Cassidy's on the board. It is 4-1, USA by three. Hunter Bone taking his time. Dribbles to the right wing, being guarded from a distance by Hacker to Williamson. Trying to feed into Kemp, nothing there. Now he gets it on the left block. The reverse Mikan's no good. Rebound brought in by Chase Winner. Eighth board for Cassidy tonight. Winter in trouble, over to the right wing to Schenk at the right wing as well. Starts his dribble, and the big man gets fouled. Probably for his own good, because he would have lost that one otherwise.